President Bush is in London today. It's the beginning of a European trip that will also take him to Genoa, Italy for the G8 summit, to Rome for a meeting with the Pope, to Kosovo to speak to U.S. troops. Today, the president is combining politics and sightseeing with a courtesy call in Queen Elizabeth. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president. Don, what else is the president doing?
He will review the troops at Buckingham Palace before heading inside for lunch with the Queen. There is a stop today at the famed British Museum where he'll see the Rosetta Stone and some of the other treasures there. The president will also today visit the cabinet war rooms in the basement of the Treasury here. That's where Winston Churchill worked through the World War II air raids and oversaw British military strategy against Hitler. And this evening, the real work begins. He'll spend actually late afternoon and overnight at Chequers, which is Prime Minister Tony Blair's country house.
There was criticism of the president's last European trip that he was only seeing the swells and he was somewhat isolated from the common folk. What about this time?
You know, last month when he came here for the U.S.-European Union summit, he did seem to go from Royal Palace to Prime Minister's Ranch to Ambassador's House in each country he visited. This time he starts out with what's almost like regular sightseeing, albeit without all of the lines that the rest of us would encounter. But he and his wife have an event at the British Museum this morning where they will read to children, and there does very much seem to be, at the start of this trip at least, a sense that he's come to London. It's his first trip to the UK as president, and he wants to see some of the sights.
Tony Blair was famously close to President Clinton. How would you describe President Bush's relationship with the British Prime Minister?
By all accounts, they do seem to have hit it off. Tony Blair visited Washington and spent a weekend out at Camp David. The relationship seems to be warm. It also seems to be a recognition of how important these two countries are to one another. But it's not rooted in shared ideology and a love of wonkish policy discussion as it was with Bill Clinton and Tony Blair. And, you know, Mr. Bush and Mr. Blair's relationship is also not like it was for Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher, if we want to go back a little ways, who were very much conservative soulmates. But Tony Blair has also worked hard at striking up a good relationship with President Bush, and he has said that he wants to be a kind of a bridge for the United States to the rest of Europe as they discuss some of the differences they have.
Aside from sharing the same toothpaste brand that we learned the last time.
That's right.
Tomorrow the president heads to Genoa, where he'll be greeted by other G8 leaders, along with those tens of thousands of anti-globalization protesters.
And at those talks, one of the things that's bringing the protesters there, aside from the concerns about globalization, is President Bush's position on the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty. He says the treaty is effectively dead, that the U.S. can't support it, and that the United States and the Europeans have to find other ways to address the question of global warming. And then there's also the question of the missile defense shield that the president is pushing, an idea that has received considerable criticism here in Europe. So those things will come up along with trade issues. The president has been critical of those protesters, saying if they are there trying to disrupt these kinds of meetings, if they're anti-trade, they are not the friends of the poor that they would make themselves out to be.
NPR's Don Gagne with President Bush in London.